This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Closer of the Pier for Pier Ministerial Association and Erica Van Nieuwenhuis will lead us in the pledge. Following that, our procedure for today is going to be that, the prayer, the pledge, and then the Chief Justice will come up to the podium here and swear in Representative Auden, and he gets special treatment today. So we'll do that, and then we'll proceed with the rest of the agenda. So please rise.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, this session, we pray that the abundance of your blessings would be known by all, both our neighbors near and far. We pray for peace. We pray for joy. We pray for hope. We pray that the spirit of generosity, forgiveness, kindness that fills us at the beginning of a new year might remain with us always, that we would extend to all people the grace we hope to receive. As we enter into the beginning of this session, God, may we greet it with enthusiasm and a sense of purpose for your work in our world. We ask this from you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Otten, please come forward, and Chief Justice Gilbertson.
You're okay. I think you can sneak by. Okay. Representative Otten, are you ready to take the oath at this time?
I am.
Okay. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties of representative.
The duties of representative.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not.
And I have not.
Knowingly or intentionally.
Knowingly or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything,
or made any promise,
or made any promise,
in the nature of a bribe,
in the nature of a bribe,
to directly or indirectly influence,
to directly or indirectly influence, any vote, at the election,
at which I was chosen,
at which I was chosen,
to fill said office,
fill said office,
and have not accepted,
and I have not accepted,
or will I accept,
nor will I accept, or receive,
directly or indirectly,
directly or indirectly,
any money.
Any money.
Pass.
Pass.
Or any other valuable thing.
Or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company or person.
Company or person.
For any vote.
For any vote.
Or influence.
Or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill.
On any bill.
Or resolution.
Or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations, Representative Ott.
Thank you, Chief Justice.
Okay. You're legal.
Thank you.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwack, Dennert, Deutsch, Diederich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Koth, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Poirier, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Brown, Saba, Shanefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willidson, York, Zickman, Speaker, Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, we have a quorum present.
Thank you. Order of business number three.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of the Joint Select Committee, please.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on January 16, 2019, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution. At the conclusion of the memorial service, the joint session will be dissolved. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals. Respectfully submitted, Timothy R. Johns, Stephen G. Haugard, Stephen D. McClary, Nancy Rasmussen, House Committee. Also respectfully submitted by Gary Kamak, Rocky Blair, and Susan Wismer, Senate Committee.
Messages.
January 9th, 2019, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
And motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to increase federal funding for special education. Committee assignment for this resolution has been waived. Also, Mr. Speaker, Representative Quam moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 p.m. on Friday, January 11th, the fourth legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Quam moved that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 94th legislative session be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 94th legislative session.
Is there a second? That motion having been made and seconded, this is in regard to just the joint rules. So the question being on Representative Quam's motion that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 94th legislative session be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 94th legislative session. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will open the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Thank you. Members, please proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are yeas 67, excused 3.
Motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the motion is declared passed. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I make a motion that we defer the motion to accept the temporary House rules and make them permanent till tomorrow.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, the motion is to defer the House rules, so specifically the House rules only, to defer that to another legislative day. That matter having been made and seconded, this is a voice vote. So we'll just simply, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of reports. Oh, I'm sorry. First reading of the House bills. We just have one House bill today, so we'll actually read the title.
House Bill 1040, an act to establish certain provisions regarding the Opportunity Scholarship Program.
Thank you. And the Speaker assigns that to the Education Committee. House Bill 1040. We have an abbreviated session today because of the tribal address. I would like to open up the floor for any announcements or any personal privileges. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder that the Cultural Heritage Center is hosting an open house this evening. They are celebrating 100 years of women suffrage, which is kind of cool. But they will also be offering some behind-the-scenes tours of the Cultural Heritage Center. The reception is from 4 until 6. The tours are at 4:30 and 5:30. If you haven't been to the building or if you haven't been there for quite a while, I would encourage you just to drive up the hill and see what they are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., your House Commerce and Energy Committee will be meeting up in 464. I hope to get you out of there before we prayer pledge and adjourn tomorrow. We should be done by 11:30. We got a couple bills to take. And if I may, Mr. Speaker, a second announcement. There's an old phrase out there that people don't like a breaker. Tomorrow morning at 6:40 a.m., I'm going to say that at this point in time, you're going to enjoy some people bragging. This will be a breakfast at the Ramcota, be hosted by our South Dakota National Guard. They have a lot to brag about, deservedly so. I would ask everybody to make an attempt to go down and listen to what our National Guard has done over the past 12 months. You'll be really impressed. Afterwards, you're welcome to come join me with some friends of mine who I've had coffee with about once a week for a while. Then you'll go back to nobody likes a bragger. But please make it to the Ramcota tomorrow morning and give thanks to our National Guard. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And it's probably wise to get there by 6:30 even, just to spend a little more time. Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When you're done with the National Guard breakfast, you can also come back to the Capitol. And if you missed out on the LRC's training with regard to your computers, they're going to offer it again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room 499. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Mills. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to give everybody on the Education Committee the heads up that we will be meeting at 7:45 a.m. on Monday. We have three bills to take up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations are resuming again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we will be hearing the State Auditor, the State Treasurer, and the Secretary of State. And if I could give an additional plug this afternoon after we get done at 3 o'clock and 4:14, we will go over the Government Operations and Audit Summary Report. Great opportunity for you to learn about what is happening internally in state government and how your legislature is working to keep them as efficient as possible. We'll see you then. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What time is that again?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Thank you. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege times two.
Granted.
Thank you. Colleagues and members of the House, if you would welcome, please, I have two members from my district. We have the tribal chairman, Ella Robertson, who I do not see at this time. She is here. And Deborah Flute, tribal chairman from Assistant Wapentawa Oyate. Please welcome them, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate that. Also want to mention the doctor of the day, Dr. Robert Holm. And Dr. Robert Holm is located here yet or not? Okay. Dr. Holm, thank you very much for being here. Let me just read a little bit about the doctor of the day. It's a program sponsored by South Dakota State Medical Association. And Dr. Holm is an internal medicine physician who has served the medical needs of the Huron community for 35 years. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine, completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma in 1976. And Dr. Holm is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association and the American Medical Association. Thank you very much, Doctor, for being here today. Appreciate it. And I would just like to highlight one of the reporters that's around the Capitol here brought a picture to me earlier, just before the session started, and it was a picture of Dr. Curd over on the Senate side receiving a blanket that's referenced as the Lakota Way of Life quilt or covering. And he was given that because last session, I believe, if I have the story straight, Senator Heinert suffered some sort of a spider bite or something rather significant that was a significant issue suddenly for them. And the doctor of the day, that day, along with Dr. Curd, provided medical attention to him and got him two additional treatments. So that it sounded as though it might have been a life-threatening event for him. So that's the importance of the doctor of the day, and we appreciate that. Any other announcements? If not, Representative Steele, do you have a motion?
Speaker,
Representative Steele. Is there a second? That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.